WMIS-FM, the River, our final Beaver Fever Friday from Buffalo Wild Wings as we wind things down a little bit here. We've got Beaver Baseball coming up, but right now Damon Benham from the Beaver football team is with us. Damon, congratulations on a great career, and I can't imagine any better way of going out than winning a postseason game, so congratulations.
Thank you.
When you decided to come to Bemidji State out of Deer River, what expectations did you have?
I guess I didn't have a whole lot of expectations. I just told myself, and I was given some good advice by one of my older friend I had. He said, just shut your mouth, go in there and work hard until you earn the right to talk. And that's kind of the expectation I took with me when I came in. I just wanted to outwork everybody I could and try to get a spot.
Virtually every college athlete was the stud on their high school team.
Yeah.
What's that transition like of redshirting and not being the guy?
Yeah, it was different, that's for sure. But it was a fun experience to, you know, come from the bottom again, you know, start over pretty much.
Deer River is, I would say, a fantastic small-town football program in northern Minnesota. They've had some pretty successful teams there. It's a small town. It's how much of the game, though, did you learn once you came here and you're dealing with the coaching staffs that you have at the college level and all the time that you got to put into it?
Yeah, it was a lot different, a lot more like technical with the game and what you get told and what to look for and everything. I remember the first couple practices, I was like, wow, if I knew half this stuff I learned today in high school, I could have been a different player. But it is a lot more. It's focused on one position, one thing. It was fun. It was a lot. It's nice to learn the game in a different way.
To me, there is no better sport to redshirt in than football.
Yeah.
You come in as an 18-year-old freshman, and you're very undersized. And how important was that redshirt year for you?
That was huge for me. I was playing a position I never played before. And like you said, undersized, pretty slow, really didn't know how to run very good. You know, I had a lot of things to work on. And that freshman year was huge.
The Northern Sun Conference has some absolute beasts playing football.
Oh, yeah.
Does it surprise you that the league is as deep as it is and as good as it is?
It surprised me when I first got here, but, you know, playing with the guys and working out with these guys, I mean, there's people on our team that are pretty special athletes, too, and we play against guys like that. I remember playing against C.J. Hamm, and, I mean, those guys playing in the league, and it's fun. There's a good competition here.
The gangrene defense, as it's known, has been special here for quite a while. How much pride do you have that you were part of it?
Oh, a ton of pride. I'll take that with me to my grave. It was gangrene, got the patch.
How much rivalry is there between the offense and the defense?
Oh, there's always good rivalries, especially in the spring. That's when you get the most of the rivalries, and there's always a little extra pushing after a play, you know, chirping back and forth. But as soon as you walk off the turf, we're back to buddies. But on the field, yeah, I don't like the Wicked White.
How many lifelong friends have you gained since you walked on campus here?
Hundreds. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, guys I played with, the guys we finished with, especially that senior class, it was 15 of those guys or however many it was. Those guys will be able to talk to you just like I talked to them yesterday if it was 10 years down the road or something.
Your sophomore year of eligibility and your junior year, the record wasn't what anybody wanted. You're human. How hard is it to keep going to the weight room in the off season and keep coming back in the summer and working hard when you win three games a year?
Made me want to come back even more. Yeah, I remember we were talking to guys like that, younger group, after, you know, losing a game we thought we were supposed to win, and then we're losing, and there we are sitting with a 3-8 record, and it was tough. I mean, I didn't lose that many games in high school, and it was coming to a college level and losing a lot of games. It really was hard, and I think that kind of molded our class a little bit, because we brought it to ourselves, like, guys, we're not going to let this happen anymore. We can't. I can't lose 8 games again.
Has the program turned the corner now where guys have realized that you have to come back? And I mean, last year, how many things you have? 60,
yeah.
65 guys coming back all summer long? Hey, has it turned the corner where guys, where that's now going to become
the
norm?
That's a standard now. It opened everyone's eyes. I think the year before is we had around like 40 to 50, and that's when we won 6 straight games, almost won 7 games in a row. I mean, ended on a good note winning the North, and that's where we jumped at, you know, another 10, got 60 guys on campus, and you know, look what we did. So I think this summer is going to be big for us. We're going to have great numbers again, and see what they can do next year.
What was your initial reaction when you saw Gunnar Olszewski in those summer practices?
I thought he was a quick kid. I thought for sure he was going to need a red shirt. He's pretty small out there, but he's surprised me.
Is he the exception to the rather than the norm as far as a guy who can come in right away and contribute like he did?
Yeah, I'd say so. It definitely helped come from Texas. I think they teach football really good down there. And he came in and he did some stuff that I know coach tries to teach kids every day, and he just did it like it was the back of his hand. He just knew what to do. So that helped him out a lot too.
I saw him on a baseball field a couple of weeks ago and actually paid attention to how small he is. And I'm sure he's lost a little bit of weight from his football playing weight, but I don't know how he's still alive.
He looks small on a baseball field, and then you put him out there on a football field with all these huge athletes, and it's crazy. He even gets his head in on a lot of tackles. He is a different breed.
What's that sibling rivalry like with his brother?
Oh, I don't know if there's much rivalry between them, but it's fun having those two on the field. They're a hoot. It's fun to tease them a little bit.
What will be your lasting memory of the Mineral Water Bowl?
Oh, everything that led up to it, the staying in the Elms with the team we were playing, the trash talking that went on before, and the coming down the field, and they ever had to wait for us to get on the field, and there was a lot of jawing back and forth. It was just a really fun atmosphere.
They took a handful of unsportsmanlike conduct penalties early in the game. You guys held your composure. How proud are you of the guys that they didn't get, the offsetting penalties? Because penalty yardage early in that game swung that game in your favor, and you guys kept it.
It really did, especially the way we started. It was offense struggled, defense gave up points right away, and if we did what they did, it would have been given even better field position and pretty easy for them to score. I thought it was really big, and I was proud of our guys about that, because even a few games before that, I think we had a couple penalties that we shouldn't have had. We were just, got into the chippiness back and forth, and we didn't know when to stop, and we did that game. We didn't fight back, and we let them do their thing, and it helped us out.
Senior day is always an emotional one. As it turns out, you're not done going to the Chet. You have gone over to the coaching side of things, and you're going to be helping the team out in the fall. What does it mean to you to not be done going to the Chet every Saturday?
It is. It's kind of exciting. I don't think it's fully hit yet, but I'm pretty excited to come back, and especially with the guys. I played with all these guys, the juniors that'll be seniors next year. I've known these guys for how long, and I plan on coming back, watching a few games, but it's going to be even better on the field, yelling at them still. So,
how are you going to make that transition of being their buddy to now being their coach?
They're a good group of guys. They'd come to me and ask me questions sometimes here and there, so they all kind of knew I understood the game a little bit. So it's been pretty easy for me, actually. They've listened to me, they respect me, so it's been a nice transition.
As you turn the TV on and watch, say, an NFL game on Sundays, is it hard to not think of the game as a player and always be thinking as a defensive back, or do you just... Can you just sit there and watch?
I think I can just sit there and watch. I notice now, like when an old game's on, I'll watch it and just try to pick up some stuff they do, pick up something here and there. Maybe that's my new coaching side of me that I'm starting to do. But I do watch the game a little different than I used to, but it's still just I enjoy watching the game.
Football has a bad rap as far as the concussions are concerned, and there's a lot of concern that youth football is – may not be able to sustain itself because moms and dads don't want their kids playing and getting hurt, and it's certainly understandable. Did you ever have concerns of concussions or any concerns of injuries while you were playing?
I didn't, and like you said earlier, how Deer River is kind of a good football town. We used to have a really great Pony League system over there, and it was tackle football from the time I could remember until the time you graduated. It was tackle football, and I think that kind of helps at a young age to learn how to tackle the right way instead of, all right, you're touching, now go hit the guy. And they didn't practice ever hitting or anything like that, but it's kind of a catch-22 because I think they need to tackle when they're young to learn how to tackle, but then, like you said, the wear and tear in the head, maybe they don't need to tackle so much.
You're not overly big. You're fairly strong, which obviously helps, but in your opinion, Are football helmets and football face masks too big to make guys feel too invincible, where you're not at all concerned about sticking your head in where it probably shouldn't be?
Not for me. I've always kind of, if I didn't have to put my head, if someone's going down, falling forward with guys on their back, I'm not going to stick my head in there and risk hurting myself or nothing. I think the helmets are fine. I like the improvements they made in the last couple of years from when you obviously started in high school to where they are now at college, but I think it's all right.
What is your major? What was your major? You're done now.
Yep. Finished in December. I got a business degree.
Once football is done, dream job, what would it be?
I just want to work for myself, be the boss, kind of just own things. I'm helping my dad out right now with the trucking business, kind of getting that organized and running a little smoother. So it's a good step in the door. But, kind of be my own boss.
You always going to be a northern Minnesota guy?
I don't know. I kind of just will go wherever opportunities take me. It's kind of always the way I've been, just not looking at where I want to live, just where it takes me.
What will be your lasting memory of Bemidji when you hear about it down the road and somebody mentions the town or you see it on TV or whatever?
A lot of fun. I'll probably think this place is a really fun place. I had a lot of fun here, met a lot of great people, guys I'll know the rest of my life. So, fun.
Thanks for making Bemidji home.
Oh, thank you.
Damon Benham of the BSU football team, our guest here, our final Beaver Fever Friday from Buffalo Wild Wings, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.